This is what the Kremlin says was an attempt on the life of Vladimir Putin. An object is intercepted by air defences. Russia says it was a drone, one of two that officials say were launched by Ukraine in an audacious attack aimed at the Kremlin complex. Two unmanned aerial vehicles were aimed at the Kremlin, an official statement reads. As a result of timely actions taken by the military and special services with the use of radar warfare systems, the devices were put out of action. We regard these actions as a planned terrorist act and an attempt on the president's life. President Putin is not thought to have been in the Kremlin at the time. The thinking appears to be that it was a dry run. In the footage, in front of the Kremlin walls, it's evident that preparations are underway for Victory Day celebrations on May the 9th, an event that Putin plans to attend.
At May 9th, at 10 o'clock in the morning, Putin has to be in the Red Square at the stand to observe the Victory Day parade. And that's a day, time of the day and year, 9th of May, 10 o'clock, when Putin's itinerary is well known. Way in advance, he should be there. So, and it's the Kremlin said that this alleged drone attack was a dry run, a preparation for May the 9th, when Putin will be vulnerable because his whereabouts are known in advance.
It is a theory that not everyone is convinced about.
I've seen the reports. I can't in any way validate them. We simply don't know. Second, I would take anything coming out of the Kremlin with a very large shaker of salt. So, let's see.
On a visit to Finland, President Zelensky denied Ukraine's involvement.
We don't attack Putin or Moscow. We fight on our territory. We are defending our villages and cities. We don't have, you know, enough weapon for this.
Yet even as air raid sirens sounded in the Ukrainian capital, the mere possibility that Ukraine had struck a blow at the heart of Russian power was thrilling for some.
My classmates and I have been talking about this all day. It's very cool. I'm very joyful. It's lifted my spirits.
In its official statement, the Kremlin said it reserves the right to take retaliatory measures where and when it sees fit. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.